Maddox. He froze. He thought he heard someone whisper his name. He slowly turned back around, but no one was there. So he continued to walk back to his bed. Maddox, don't leave me, Maddox. He felt goosebumps on the back of his neck. The girl's room was on the other side of the house, and no one even knew his name anyway, especially not a girl. He started to run. He didn't know why he was running. He knew that there were no such things as ghosts, but he was scared. He ran for what seemed like hours before he suddenly stopped running. He bent over and started gasping for air. He walked over to the door to the boys' room, or so he thought. He couldn't believe it. He was back in the same hallway with the same suspicious rug. He heard a noise behind him, but before he could even turn around, he was knocked out with one simple hit to the head.